So one of my favorite shows to watch on Netflix is The Crown. And it's about the British monarchy, huh? Season 4 just came out, and so I've been watching it. And it seemed like the British monarch is one of the richest family in this world. And they have a lot of land, a lot of possessions. And many people are envious of them. And so every time there's a royal wedding, people are so intrigued by this that they watch it, they want it. It's like a fairy tale come true, right? But as I have watched and I have learned from reading history itself, that sometimes the people that we are most jealous of are the most pitiful people. Even though they have a lot, they are enslaved within their own realm of power, because they're afraid of letting go. They are afraid of, so they've entered into arranged marriage. They've entered into things that only look superficial on the outside to be envious by others. But deep from within, they have no freedom at all, because they're scared of losing their thrones. They're scared of losing the monarchy. They're scared of losing the trust of the people. And so, even though they seem happy and envious by many people on the outside, they are some of the most unhappy and pitiful people deep from within. And this happened over and over and over in our very own lives too. Perhaps the people that seem to have it all, the people that are being chased or are being loved by this society, and the people that we're jealous of, are some of the most people that are not happy with themselves, because they're scared of letting go of the things that they have built for themselves. And even for ourselves too, let us ask, my brothers and sisters, are we scared of letting go of whatever we have built for ourselves in order to follow Christ? Or are we still holding on to the treasure, whatever we think is more important than Jesus in this world? Are we holding on to possessions? Are we holding on to power? Are we holding on to our ego? Are we holding on to the things that we think will make us happy more than Christ? It's a hard answer. And we all have to answer this question, because we are all being confronted this question. Am I willing to let go of everything to possess Christ and to have Christ and to love Christ? Or am I only wanting Jesus Christ to fit into the mold that I have had so that I live in my own comfortable life? And it seems like in this day and age, in this world right now, we would rather want an inspirational Christ that help us to become the best version of ourselves. Christ is my cheerleader, only to help me to realize whatever I wanted to do. But Christ had never been the one I follow, the one that I'm willing to die for, the one that I'm willing to love, the one that I'm willing to serve, and the one that I'm willing to give my all. My brothers and sisters, the reason why America is becoming more hopeless, more godless, is because we have served ourselves. We might say that we are a Christian nation or in God we trust, but that, just like what Jesus said in the gospel reading today, we only profess Him on our lips, but our actions are contrary. Like what I have said last week, all of our actions have been anti-life. We have not only been physically, sexually, but also spiritually contraceptive, because we have not chosen to give life by how we love one another, how we die to ourselves, and how we sacrifice ourselves for a greater love that is found in Christ Himself. So at the end of the day, we only meet Jesus until a certain moment where it becomes uncomfortable. Then we say, hey man, back off. You're making me change. You're making me uncomfortable. You're making me have a new perspective into this life. No, I have spent so much time building up my own kingdom. I don't want to let go. And this is our ego talking. Our ego talks because it's always one to put itself first, and it's very fragile. Our ego is fragile because it's so tiny and small. It only wants things that would only pet itself and make it look bigger than it is. And to truly live for Christ is to die to that ego. It to die to our self-control. It to die to our vanity. It to die to whatever we think will define us in order to truly grab onto Him. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing else I shall want. Is that true? Is that true? Because of this pandemic, since we no longer have a normal Black Friday, guess what commercial are doing? Sell for the whole month. Oh yeah, just go ahead and buy more stuff you don't need in your life. That'll make you happy. But yet, all of these things that make us happy for a short moment leave us so empty and vain. And the reality is that we have seen more unhappy people locked within their own kingdom, their own hell, because they're not willing to let go in order to follow Christ. My brothers and sisters, as we come together to celebrate Christ the King, let us ask ourselves this honest question: is Jesus Christ the King of our heart? And are we humble enough to follow Him and to believe in Him and to be faithful to Him even if we don't get what we want? Is our love for Jesus Christ unconditional, or is it based on our own personal condition, our own political condition, our own social condition, our own egoistical condition? We want God's love for us unconditional, but we oftentimes condition our love for Him. Then is that fair? Is that real? Today we heard very clearly that at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, Jesus will judge each and every one of us by how we care for one another, by how we live our faith, by how we don't try to prove to the people that will notice us, but we live our life in serving the poorest of the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, the least in our society. By the end of the day, Jesus will be in the poor, judges us. Don't demand, don't expect the government to do the charity that you and I are personally and morally responsible to do. That is not the job of the government. That's our responsibility as Christians, as disciples of Christ, and as basic human being. The world is becoming darker because we have become more politically correct, more vocal, more talkative, but not much action. Action in love, action in life, action in prayer, action in trust. So I'll end my homily today by quoting to you the prayer named My God by St. Francis Xavier, my patron saint, who is the patron saint of missionaries. And he wrote, and I quote, "O God, I love you, not simply to be saved, and not because those who fell in loving you, in love to you, will be punished with eternal fire. You, my Jesus, have all embraced me on the cross. You have borne the nails, the lance, much shame and disgrace, numberless griefs, sweatings, and anguish and death, and these on account of me and for me, a sinner. Why therefore should I not love you, O most loving Jesus? Not that in heaven you shall save me, nor less for eternity you shall condemn me, not with the hope of any reward, but that you have loved me, so also will I love you. Only because you are my King, and because you are my God. We don't love God because he can do something for us, because we can get something back in return. His love had already been shown to us on the cross, and at each and every time we go to confession, when we are being forgiven, when he still had mercy and patience on us, his love for us is day in and day out. So, therefore, too, our love for him need to be as much as we can unconditionally in giving our all to him.